Welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is national security analyst and best-selling author, Brigitte Gabriel. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker, and welcome, everyone.
Hi there.
Before I went on the show, I was in the bathroom singing. Can I imagine?
That's too much information there.
Well, it's better you singing then.
There's no place else to sing for me because nobody wants to hear me.
That's hysterical.
Oh, my goodness.
No, but I just love it when you sing, you can make it.
Thank you.
You've been singing. How long have you been singing that, do you think?
Oh, my goodness, since the 80s.
Yeah.
80 years.
Yeah, 80 years. No. It feels like 80 years.
50 years. Ever since you were born.
Yeah, since the 80s.
Wow. Right. Think about that.
It's a long time.
And so I was just singing, the song goes, you can make it,
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I was singing it. I can make it.
That's right.
No matter what I'm going through, I can make it.
Amen.
That's good.
I really had good words, but I'm nervous out here singing in front of people.
I can make it. Yeah, she can do that.
How many would sing along with us? I can make it.
Right? Yes, amen. What do you think?
Well, you know why? Because David, it talks about, in the Bible, David encouraged himself in the things of the Lord.
Right.
And you have to, sometimes, you're not going to always get a pat on the back or encouraged by
That's
somebody
for
else.
Sure.
You
That's
have
for sure.
to encourage yourself and the things of God and
Absolutely
the things of the
right.
Lord. It's very important to do that, especially in the day and age that we are living in.
Well, we have a great woman on the show
yes,
with us
do.
Today.
Yes, we do. One of my all-time favorites.
Brigitte Gabriel.
Yes.
National Security Analyst. New York Times best-selling author. Chairman of ActForAmerica.org.
Yes.
Her latest bestseller is Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. Welcome back to our program, Brigitte Gabriel.
Thank you, Baker family. I am delighted to be back with you.
We're so glad to have you here. You're family anyway.
Yes.
I just wish you were here. Why aren't you here? We're Skyping with you, but every at home will just be happy having you here.
Yeah.
But we just love having you in person.
We do.
I know. Well, I had family situation. My daughter is sick, and so I couldn't travel, but I am with you with Skype. This is the next best thing, and I'm grateful we are able to do this.
Yeah. And you look good. Like a painting behind you.
I love that.
It looks like she's in a painting.
Yes. Right.
Is that right, Sue?
Yes.
Sue notices all these things.
She has a pop of color on.
With a beautiful smile in the midst of a storm in life. And so we appreciate that.
Your best-selling book is still selling, Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Freedoms and Values.
Right. Mm-hmm.
People know you through your books, but they know you through your speaking.
Yes.
How long have you been traveling and speaking for the Lord?
Oh, my goodness. Years. But in the United States, especially after 9/11, that's when the Lord put it on my heart to really make a difference, especially because of my background. And that's when I launched my organization, ActForAmerica.org, ActForAmerica.org. And that's when I started traveling and speaking to churches and waking up every person who can wake up to stand up in defense of our country and our Judeo-Christian values and everything that made America great. Most people don't realize America was founded on Judeo-Christian principles.
That's right.
That's what made us a shining city on a hill. And right now, our values are under attack. Our faith is under attack. Our freedoms are under attack. And so that's why now more than ever, it's important to develop the courage and a backbone to stand up and be counted.
Amen.
That's exactly right.
You have one of the strongest voices, I believe, in honor of America and freedom and all that we have. You were grew up in a Christian family, but in a Muslim nation. Tell us about your background.
Well, I was born and raised in Lebanon, which used to be the only majority Christian country in the Middle East. But today, when you ask people, Lebanon now is overtaken by Muslims, like many countries in the Middle East. Remember, Christianity was birthed out of the Middle East. So whatever happened to all these Christians in the Middle East? They are persecuted, they are slaughtered, they are driven out. We are experiencing ethnic cleansing in the Middle East, but nobody pays attention. No one is paying attention. I was born and raised in Lebanon, which used to be majority Christian country. We were open-minded, we were fair, we were tolerant, we were multicultural. We prided ourselves in our multiculturalism. We welcomed everyone into our country because we wanted to share with them the westernization which we had created in the heart of the Middle East. Beirut became Paris of the Middle East, the banking capital of the Middle East. Unfortunately, all that began to change when the Muslims became the majority and we, the Christians, became the minority. My 9/11 happened to me in 1975 when radical Islamists blew up my home, bringing it down, burying me under the rubble wounded. I ended up in a hospital for 2.5 months and later ended up living in a bomb shelter underground in an 8x10 room without electricity, without water, and very little food. And that's where I lived for the next 7 years of my life, robbed of my youth. So when you hear me speak with such passion, people always ask me, Brigitte, where does this passion come from? Well, this passion comes from because I'm not only an eyewitness to terror, an expert on terrorism, I'm an eyewitness to terror who survived to tell about it. And that's why I'm warning Americans, we better wake up now. Otherwise, my past is your future unless we wake up now and do something.
What do you think about what's going on in Afghanistan right now in relationship to what you've seen? You know what happens when there's a force in the Middle East that's vicious. They cut people's heads off. They cut their arms off. They're evil. And I know, you know, Lori's been talking about you coming. She couldn't wait to have you come.
Yes.
Explain, because you have been there. You
That's
have
right.
seen what is going on right now. And are you concerned about the fate of those left behind?
Absolutely. We are very concerned about what's going to happen to the Americans left behind in Afghanistan. And yes, we do care about the Afghani people who helped us as well. And we pray for them. But you know what? Our number one priority right now is to bring out every single American left behind in Afghanistan. We, our duty, our responsibility, right now, all our elected leaders need to bring out every single American. No American should be left behind. And I encourage people to go to our website, actforamerica.org, and sign our petition right now, directed to all leadership in Congress and the White House. Leave no American behind. Go to actforamerica.org, sign that petition. There's going to be slaughter. Look, we know what they're going to do. Zebras don't change their stripe. We know that the Talibans are literally a group of barbarians who basically massacred children. Just last week, they gouged a woman's eyes out because they didn't like her being a journalist. They beheaded a woman for not wearing a burqa. They are killing people. They are raping people. They are setting women on fire. And we just need to make sure that we save the Americans and get them out, and also do whatever we can to help, especially the missionaries who are now trapped behind enemy lines in Afghanistan. We know what their fate is going to be.
That's right. And I don't think very few people, Brigitte, are talking about the missionaries that are right there right now on the ground. And we have to pray for the missionaries.
Yes.
For them, they went to go spread the gospel, the good news, and yet here they are. They will be persecuted, and my heart is simply broken.
What do you think will happen to the missionaries in that land?
I know we've been talking with few people, and I know some families just disappeared. We lost contact with them about a week ago. We have not heard anything from them. But we know that as the Taliban's advanced in different provinces, remember only now they are in Kabul, but they have been advancing the last few weeks. And as they advance through provinces, we have lost touch with missionaries that we have no idea where they are.
Oh my.
And we are just assuming the worst because they just disappeared. So we need to pray for the missionaries out there. There's a lot of people working there, trying to save souls, trying to help the Afghani people, trying to minister the gospel that are now trapped behind enemy lines. And if what we're watching right now, the Taliban's are saying, we are in control. Nobody can stay after the deadline. We need to make sure that we are able to get people out no matter what. And we are praying and hoping that the British and the French, who are now able to go in and do commando operations, getting their people out, that they will be able to also help others who are trapped behind enemy lines.
You recently said on social media that the Afghanistan crisis is the worst national security disaster since 9/11. Is that true?
Correct.
This makes Benghazi look like a walk in the park. This is what you said. Wow. We have a roll-in that shows what is going on in Afghanistan. I'm going to roll it, and then I want you to talk about it. Let's roll that.
There was nothing that I or anyone else saw that indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
I don't have the capability to go out and extend operations currently.
Taliban fighters marching through the streets, dressed in all white, the color of the Taliban's flag and a symbol they're ready for martyrdom. While outside the last remaining U.S. base at Kabul Airport, chaos continues. This is what crowds have to face to get inside. Shooting, violence, Taliban whips.
And recently adding insult to injury, Taliban fighters donned seized U.S. military gear to mock the iconic U.S. Iwo Jima flag-raising photo.
The goal is to get as many people out as fast as possible.
Still, the situation in Kabul remains dangerous. Many desperate evacuees reporting the violence surrounding the airport is keeping them out.
But the threat from ISIS is also acute around the airport in particular. I'm told by U.S. officials because of those dual threats, it is unlikely that President Biden would stay if the Taliban refuses to extend the deadline.
Sources have told our Lucas Tomlinson at Fox News that the president has made his decision. He has taken a decision, is how it's put, and he is going to not go past the August 31st deadline to get people out.
We're not negotiating with the Taliban. No, we are not. They are dictating terms to us. The Taliban, a terrorist organization, is dictating terms to the most powerful country in the world. This is appalling. This is a dishonorable exit, and Americans are going to be left behind. It is so sad.
It is so sad. That's right.
It is so sad. The Americans are really upset over this.
Mm-hmm. As they should be.
Yes.
How many deaths could take place from this thing? What really is going to happen? What do you see? You know, you've been on the earth. You've been in that part of the world. You've seen this kind of tragedy before. But this is the worst tragedy of its kind, that we would leave the people before we took the army out.
Yeah.
A tragedy, because we do not know how many thousands, tens of thousands of people are going to die. Right now, they are estimating that there are over 40,000, 48,000 Americans in Afghanistan. There is no way we're going to get all of them out. There is no way we're going to get them out before the deadline. And what's going to happen to those Americans trapped behind enemy lines? They're going to die. We know they are going to die. Our government right now is not telling us. They're talking about all these thousands of people that are getting out of Afghanistan. How many Americans? We demand to know how many Americans have you gotten out of Afghanistan? Because every single American American who's going to be trapped in Afghanistan after we leave is going to be massacred. This is going to be the biggest hostage situation and the biggest massacre committed against Americans that we know of. This is going to dwarf September 11th. This is going to dwarf the attack on Pearl Harbor. This is going to dwarf the Benghazi attack. This is something we don't even know what the ramification and the numbers and the extent of the casualty and the death that's going to be inflicted on Americans is going to be.
Your book, Rise, I'm hoping people, if you haven't read the book, yes, you're going to understand she's a fighter.
Yes.
And she is someone who's going to stand up for America. And
well,
we need to hear
it
from people who will stand up for America, who will understand what is really going on in the world. And, you know, on the back of your book, Sean Hannity, who's as I say, a friend. Well, I met him once, but we watch his show quite often. But it says, it is our responsibility to recognize and confront evil in the world. And I'm concerned that if we fail in that mission,
and I'm convinced,
it will lead us to disaster. That's why I applaud Bridget for writing Rise. If you're a concerned American who wants to know the truth, you need to read this book. This
Also, Judge Jeanine Pirro, who I personally love, and I don't miss her show ever.
That's because you and her are just like...
Well, she stands
strong-willed women.
Stands up for justice. I believe in justice. Yeah. Rise is a must-read for every American who senses the perilous path we're on and wants to do their part to change the course of our country.
If you haven't read this book, you don't have... It's a hardback edition, right?
Yes, that's right.
Marcella?
Yes, absolutely.
And also Dinesh D'Souza, who's been with us on our broadcast. His daughter's been with us. Amazing people. Dinesh D'Souza also writes about this book, Rise. Rise is a searing, truth-telling expose of the growing threat to the values of Judeo-Christian civilization.
And right now, they're saying, Bridget, that this is the worst mistake America's ever made in warfare. Do you believe that this is one of the worst things that's ever happened?
Worst decision, worst mistake, because, you know, there are mistakes you can recover from. This level of mistake, this type of mistake, you cannot recover from. After 20 years in Afghanistan, after the billions of dollars wasted in Afghanistan, after the bloodshed of our sons and daughters who died in Afghanistan, for us to leave all this and squander it, for what? The Talibans are back in charge. We now basically are negotiating with the Talibans. Who would have thought America's going to get to the point where we are actually supposedly negotiating with the Taliban? But I can tell you this, we're not negotiating with the Taliban. The Taliban are dictating to us what to do. It's very different. We are not respected on the world stage. We literally handed a victory to China, who is now becoming the superpower in the world. And we are losing. And you know, it's so frustrating to think that we in America have gotten to this point, and it's all because of Joe Biden. How long are we going to sit on the sidelines and ignore the signs? How long are we going to sit on the sidelines and say, well, somebody's going to do something about it. Somebody else is going to fix it. You know what? We are at a point. Nobody's coming to fix it. Unless we Americans stand up, come together, work together, network together, come together to really make a difference for our country, become engaged, become informed, make the phone calls to our elected officials, write the letters, sign the petitions, form groups in our local community. Unless we do that to take back our government, things are not going to change. And I'm afraid it's just going to get worse and worse. We can pray, but we also must act. And I encourage people, go to actforamerica.org. If my message resonates with you and you want to be a part of the solution, go to actforamerica.org, sign up to join us, start a group in your community, sign up to get our emails and action alerts so together we can make a difference for the country and save America before it's too late.
Yes.
Amen. After 20 years in Afghanistan, how did the government collapse in a matter of hours? Why didn't we prepare ahead of time? Why didn't we get our people out before we'd made this move? Do you understand what happened? I don't. Do you?
Because because the military is too busy, Millie and all the heads of our brass in the military, they are too busy teaching critical race theory, transgender rights in the military.
That's
that
right.
Men can give birth, mind you. You know, if you're a part of the American military right now, you are taught that men can give birth. So you have a level of, it's even beyond political correctness. It is this warped, upside down world based in non-reality that we are living in right now. So when you're focused on the military becomes critical race theory and transgender rights and LGBTQ rights, and you lose sight as to why you are a military, your number one job is to fight and protect your country, focus on freedom, focus on the ethics that made America great, that's how you lose. When you miscalculate the next step of your enemy, whatever happened to understanding your enemy? Our military forgot that. Millie, the head brass, is focused on white rage. Remember his testimony before Congress? White rage?
That's
I never even heard of white rage until I heard his testimony in Congress. But that's how we got here. Our military has become so bad. The brass, not the people on the ground. We have to make a differentiation. Because the brass on the top are all about politics. It's a political decision. They are all concerned about what lobbying job I'm going to get, what lobby firm I'm going to work for, how much am I going to make when I leave, what's the next rank I'm going to get. This is why it's all political on the top. And so this is why they're not paying attention. Things are so bad at the top that even Greece, Jim and Lori and Marcella and everybody on the set, that even Greece, a few months before, built a fence, built a wall between them and Turkey in anticipation of all the refugees that are going to be coming out of Afghanistan once the Taliban take over. Greece, a fallen apart country. Now, Greece was able to call it, and we, the United States of America, the superpower, were not able to call that the Afghan army is going to fall apart and run and work with the Taliban.
It's incredible. Wow. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, our intelligence services have the best surveillance, you know, the best techniques in the world.
Yeah.
Why then is the current administration claiming they didn't see this coming?
Because they were not paying attention. They were too focused on transgender rights, gay rights, critical race theory. Our military is no longer teaching our men and women how to fight and win wars. Our military is too busy teaching our men and women that men can give birth, that everybody is equal in the military. And that is wrong. The military's job is to win wars. That's what they need to be studying. That's what they need to be focused on. Their job is to kill our enemy and win wars. That's the military's number one job. Not to sit there and pontificate to us and teach us how our culture should be. That's none of their business. Their business is to win wars. And they have failed in doing that. And as much as I hate saying this, Jim, look, our military, the top brass, have not been able to win a war in 3/4 of a century. Think about that. American military has not been able to win a war in 3/4 of a century.
I've had so many people tell me what they're teaching the armed services.
Mm-hmm.
And they're indoctrinating them. They're more worried about all of the things, and I just won't go into them all, but you know what I'm talking about. They're teaching them about racial matters, mm-hmm. teaching them about
the critical race theory.
Critical mm-hmm. race theory.
Exactly.
And all these different
saying.
Things. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, the Army are going to deteriorate if we're not careful. And I see what's happening. So what is the difference between the Taliban, ISIS, and Al-Qaeda?
Yeah, this is a great question, Brigitte. So walk us through this, because this is a question I have myself personally.
Great question. Look, they all share the same ideology. If there is any bickering between ISIS and the Taliban, it's only for power and reputation. Not because they don't agree with each other on the ideology. They're exactly the same. As to Al-Qaeda and the Taliban are not only best friends, They are intermarried with each other. Their children are married to each other. They have blood relationship together. It's not just friendship. It's loyalty to family and blood. So when the Taliban right now hide behind, well, you know, we cannot guarantee that ISIS is not going to commit terrorist attacks close, you know, to the airport. It's not us. It's lies. They are just hiding behind lies. They may not work together, but right now the Taliban, they're gonna use every single excuse to blame it on somebody else, knowing that the American media and Biden are so gullible that they're trying to make the Taliban look good because now we're depending on negotiating on the Taliban. So all the Talibans have to say is, look, ISIS did it. We had nothing to do with it, so therefore we're okay. Total baloney. Wow. The Taliban are in control of the country. They are going to work together with every terrorist group in the world, whether it's the Muslim Brotherhood. By the way, the Muslim Brotherhood are moving their operation from Turkey, which has become hostile to them, moving it now to Afghanistan. Hamas is working with the Taliban and already acknowledged them. Hezbollah already recognized the Taliban and congratulated them on their win. We know Al-Qaeda is already bosom buddies with the Taliban. ISIS, Al-Shabaab, Al-Mujahideen, Al-Jama'a Al-Islamiyya. I can run down the alphabet soup of Islamic terrorists.
Wow.
What brings them together is the ideology. They may not agree, they may be competing for attention, but the ideology is what brings them together. And their number one enemy, the great Satan, the United States of America.
There it is, wow. Right there. We're the number one enemy, the great Satan.
Many have compared our withdrawal from Afghanistan to that of the fall of Saigon. What is your thought?
It's worse. The fall of Saigon, we did not have 45,000 Americans trapped behind enemy lines. We did not leave them with $82 billion worth of military intelligence equipment that now the Taliban are going to be selling and sharing with the Chinese, with the Russians, with the Iranians. Remember, the technology that we left behind, nobody in the world has. Nobody. So right now, we literally handed them our best technology, our sophisticated equipment, that they're going to be able to share it with our enemies. Not only that, they're going to be able to use it against us. Right now, we're dealing with a sophisticated army who's on the same level as the American military, using our military equipment and our sophisticated technology against us. And that's the difference, and that's the problem.
That sure is.
What do you think, or what did you think, when you saw the helicopters airlifting American diplomats off the tops of buildings?
Shame, shame, shame. You know, those who are don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it again. You know, this is why you hear there's nothing new under the sun. You've got new generation. Everybody thinks it's going to be different this time. People don't learn from history, and they repeat it again and again and again. And so the cycle continues, except this time, it is, like I said, far greater than what happened in Vietnam, far greater than what happened in Saigon. Right now, we are at the mercy of our enemies. At least back then, even when we withdrew from Vietnam, at least people loved America and decided, okay, we want the best for America. We want to make sure that America continue being great. We want to make sure that America continues being exceptional. We just want to get out of a losing war. They did not hand victory to our enemies the way we handed victory to our enemies now. Also, we were a superpower. Right now, we are no longer a superpower. We are backsliding. Back then, China was not as strong as it is today. So we are literally, we have surrendered our place on the world stage to evil, to axis of evil, who do not value human rights the way we do, who do not respect us, nor fear us, nor care about us. And we are in a much weaker position than when we were back when helicopters were evacuating people out of Saigon the way they're evacuating people now.
I want to thank everyone who supports us.
Yes.
Because it's that daily support.
That's right.
That keeps us on the air.
That's right. To bring great people like Brigitte Gabriel on the broadcast and talk about what's going on in this country
right now. And when you see her book there,
yes,
that book is, when you order that book, you're supporting the ministry.
That's right.
It's, you're giving in an offering. It's just like if you were in church, you're giving in an offering, you're getting a book back.
That's
and
it.
We haven't really mentioned the other confronting terrorism.
Right.
The video.
That comes with it.
Mm-hmm, that's is right. a free bonus.
It's a bonus.
So you get the free bonus and
one Rise book and one DVD for a $25 donation to the ministry, and that includes shipping and handling. And this will open your eyes. Let me tell you, Brigitte, literally, when you read her story, when you know, when she talks about, she quickly went through what she did, went through as a young person, as a child. And they had to hide in a bunker. Her and her mom and dad had to hide in a bunker. I mean, none of us in America have any idea what that's like. No. She does.
Yeah.
She understands it, and she has studied it. And what Brigitte does is she helps us to understand it from a biblical standpoint and in defense of Judeo-Christian values and freedom, which this country was founded on. And we have to stand up as believers, and we are cannot take this any longer.
We gotta recognize the enemy. And I wanna tell you something. In order to recognize who the enemy is, you have to understand where they come from. This book right here has been a warning for the last several years of what we're living out right now. And I wanna thank you, Dad, Mom, I wanna call you Pastor Jim, I got so much respect for you, for being a voice to this nation, for inviting people like Brigitte to come into this program, to sound the alarm, but more than that, to warn the American church that it may be too late already.
Yeah.
As we're watching these headlines develop, the Christian church is asking one question: what do we do?
Yeah.
Where did it come from? Where do we go from here? And I'm telling you, if you don't have the answers to what is happening right now, is going to be very late for you to be able to respond.
Okay, so wait, Mondo, you just said something. Brigitte, I'm going to ask you a question. Okay, so Mondo just said it. So the Christians are saying, the American Christian Church is saying, so what do we do? I mean, we all know we need to pray. We need to stand. We need to pray, put on the full armor of God. What else do we do? What else should we do, Brigitte?
Great question. You know, I named my organization Act for America.
I love
that. Not think about America, not hope for America, not wish for America, not pray for America. You should pray and hope and think and wish for America. But without taking action, nothing happens. Act for America. Now is the time to act. And I want to tell Christians who say, oh, I'm praying for our country, I'm praying, and I know God is going to do something. I've got news for you. God uses you as his instrument of change. God doesn't change the world through lighting in the sky. God uses you, us, as instruments of change. When Jesus was the first activist, when Jesus saw something wrong was being done at the temple, he walked into that temple. He threw the tables. He expressed his frustration because you have to stand up when you see something wrong is done. It's not just enough to pray. You've got to act. Go to our website, actforamerica.org. Sign up to get our emails and action alerts. We just send an action alert today. 3 in 10. Fire Millie. We want to hold the president responsible. We want to leave no American behind. The least you can do is sign a petition. If you feel moved more to just be informed, start a group in your community. Start a chapter. If you are somebody who say, Brigitte, I feel God is leading me to make a difference for the country, start a group. If you can get together three of your friends, sit around your breakfast table and decide, okay, we're going to start a group in our town, in our village, in our county, and we're going to bring people who share our idea, and we're going to form a group, and we're going to take instructions from Act for America, and we're going to mobilize in the community, and they're going to tell us what to do. We're going to train you. We will mentor you. We will provide you somebody to hold your hand and teach you how you can make a difference in your local community, and the school board, and the board of education, with your local elected officials, with the mayors, to stand up with the police and defend our police. There are so many things that we share with you. Join a chapter. If you do not want to lead the chapter, if you do not want to start a group, join a chapter. We will connect you with like-minded group in your community that you can join with them. If there is no chapter, if there's no group near you, you should start one. Go to actforamerica.org today and stand with us. Join the movement. Become an activist. Start a group. There are many things you can do. And we are here to help you. I give you my word. We will hold your hand. We will empower you. We will inspire you. We will energize you. We will make you the most effective citizen and Christian you can be. You are born to be to make a difference for our country and for God.
That's right. We are all here for such a time as this.
And one of the big things you can do is order her book.
That's right.
Use it in your prayer group. Use it in your Bible study.
That's right.
And find out what you can do.
Yes.
And also, you'll get the video. You could play that in your group, your study group.
Yes. And this for the donation of $25. But right now, as you're hearing.
And that supports this ministry as well. And you're doing so much. But what she's written, you've got to start reading.
And that's why I want to encourage.
Share it with your friends.
You need to be getting this message out. And so that's why we always say friends and family. It's not just about you. It's about helping others who are asking questions. They're coming to you. They see that you know because you know the word of God. And so I want to say, equip yourself. You know, we always say, let's put together our friends and family offer. This is three of the books. So as Brigitte was saying, if you have three friends that can come together, read the word, read what's written in her book, how she's telling. But here's what I love that Brigitte does. After every single chapter, it says rise and act. And she gives you bullet points on what exactly to do, how you can actually begin to make an impact through this book. But I love that because so many people, we want to do something, we don't know how to start.
Right.
And this is going to help equip you. This is going to help us to take back this nation for the Lord. Right now, call us. Don't wait. Don't say, oh, I'll do that tomorrow. No, we need your support today. We need you to help us. We need you to stand with us. We need you to stand with those that God has called to the front lines. He has called this ministry, Brigitte Gabriel. We are on the front lines and we are willing to stand there, but we can't do it alone. We have to be able to keep coming into your home. And so if you feel even led, that $200 donation, Dad, that's 13. That's our missionary offer. That's 13 of the books, Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. And we're also sending you the free bonus of Confronting Terrorism. This is the two DVDs. And if this isn't a message for right now, Confronting Terrorism.
That's right.
Terrorism isn't gone. It's here. We're watching it right before our eyes. We must know. We must find out how to rise and how to act.
And I think
our own government.
And if I may add something.
Yeah.
Yes.
If I may add something to what Maricela said. Maricela, for people need to get this book from you. Not only they'll be supporting your ministry, your work with a tax-deductible contribution, but they'll also be able to use the book to start their group. You can make this if you are a part of a book club, if you are a part of a Bible study, if you are a part of a church. Start a group in your church, in your Bible study. Not only you'll be helping the ministry, the Jim Baker ministry, but you'll also be able to be informed. You've got something to start your group with. And like Maricela said, I teach you in this book at the end of every chapter, whether I'm talking about education in our schools. I know a lot of you are concerned about what's happening in our schools.
Yes.
I have a chapter titled Education or Indoctrination. You can read that chapter, and I give you tips at the end of that chapter. Here's what you can do to make a difference in your community. Whether I'm talking about the border and immigration, whether I'm talking about the internet, look, the internet is the new theater of war right now. We are seeing the battle being done on the internet. With this book, you'll not only be able to support the ministry to keep this show on the air that does all the good work and allows people like me to have a platform to share my message with you. You'll be able to help the show. You'll be able to make a difference in your community. You'll be able to start a group, and you'll be able to have the information from the get-go as you start. You can even take the video and show it to your group at your first meeting. And there are so many things you can do. Together, we make a difference. My philosophy, our philosophy at Act for America, when everyone does a little, together we accomplish a lot. Look at us right now on this show. You've got the ministry. You've got Jim and Lori. You've got Mondo, Maricela, Tammy Sue. You've got everybody involved. Me on the show. We are a team. And you, by watching this ministry, by watching this TV program, you are a part of this team. Together we can make a difference. Together we can come back and be used as instruments in God's hand to make a difference for the country. I appeal to you. I encourage you. Support this ministry. Get the book. Go to our website, actforamerica.org. Start a chapter. Sign up as an activist. Start a group. At least sign up to get our alerts so together we can save our country.
Go right now and order your book and your video.
Yes.
Bridget, what do you believe will become of those left behind in Afghanistan? This is something everyone has on their hearts.
This is the heartache. This is what every American is thinking about right now, whether you are on the left or whether you are on the right. You know, you do not want to see people suffer. Your heart breaks for children being killed, mothers being killed, fathers being killed. I don't care where you stand on the issue. I don't care what your politics are. Nobody wants to see anybody. Nobody wants to see children being killed because the Taliban did not agree with their father's politics or because their father had to work to support the family. So he took a job as a contractor in some school that the Americans were building. Nobody wants to see that. So we pray for the people left behind. We know what their fate is going to be. The Taliban are ruthless. Remember, these are the same people that used to stone women in football fields and invite the whole village to participate. They love blood and guts. This is barbarianism. There's no other way to put it. When you have people raping women and burning them. When you have people throwing gays off of buildings. Look, there are a lot of Christians who do not agree with the gay lifestyle. But our Bible teaches Christians to pray. You do not want to wish harm on anybody. We pray for salvation. We pray for that people's hearts and minds will be changed.
Yes.
And so right now, there are going to be a lot of people who are going to be killed in Afghanistan for different reasons, whether they are Americans, whether they are missionaries, whether they are Westerners, whether they are girls who are educated and their sin is just simply being educated. Look what they're doing now to women journalists. They're hunting them down to kill them. Whether people are Afghani translators, whether they were Afghanis who worked as contractors and building buildings or bridges paid for by the Americans. Remember, all these people worked for us. And the fact that they had a permit that they worked for us to be able to get on locations to work, now they are hunted by the Taliban to be killed. So we just pray for mercy. We pray for God's protection over the lives of so many of these people. And we pray for the softening of the hearts of the Taliban. We pray for a miracle. It's literally, we are praying for a miracle right now. And that's all we could do, at least in that part of the world.
We've heard reports that there are Al-Qaeda and other terrorist actors that have actually mixed in with the refugees that are flowing across our southern border.
Mm-hmm.
Much of the literature and communications to the terrorists comes from Afghanistan and have Pakistan. Why have we not stopped them?
This is a great question. Great question. And I want you to know that we just found out that there are Taliban who are on the terror watch list, terrorists who already made it to Britain as a part of the Afghanis who were being evacuated.
Yeah.
And these guys were on the terror watch list. So we know that the terrorists are already posing as Afghanis who are fleeing Afghanistan to be able to get into Britain, to be able to get to the United States. They arrested one, they intercepted one in Frankfurt, Germany as well. So not only they're going to Britain, they are also going out to European countries. And we know the same thing is happening on the southern border. Look, the chief of the border control who just resigned said the biggest threat right now is we are seeing, they already have people on the terror watch list who have already crossed into the United States. And that's
yes.
The greatest threat we're seeing right now. We've got citizens from, 160 countries right now who have come through the Mexican border into the United States. We are now also concerned about the Afghanis that we are flying into America. Where is the vetting? There is no vetting. There is no possible way you can vet and know whether these people are on the terror watch list or not. Look, the British said they were vetting. They already have somebody there. Their family, by the way, already made it. into Britain and another one into Frankfurt. But, you know, even though they intercepted the guy in Frankfurt, by the way. So we know they are making it into Western countries. We know that, you know, things could go wrong. And this is why the Mexican border right now becomes so important.
Right.
We must close down that Mexican border. Yeah, that's urgent situation.
Yeah.
Because we've got people coming into the country by the thousands. And now the Taliban's, the terrorists know exactly how to get to the United States. Look, the Taliban's who work for America now, in order for them, if they want to do paperwork, they have to wait 5 years before they approve to come to the United States. Who wants to wait 5 years? If you can get yourself to Mexico, you could literally walk into America. You'll get here much faster within 2 months than waiting 2 years or 5 years. Our enemies know it, and they're going to take advantage of it.
That's exactly right. They're flooding across that border. I'm from Arizona. I know what those borders are like. And it's crazy to think that they're just flooding across the border.
America is crumbling. America is crumbling, people. Our leadership has crumbled. Why was Taliban making a deal with China? Now, I have a few questions. I'm out of time almost, and I really want to get these in. But the Taliban was making a deal with China before the U.S. pulled out. Do you understand that?
Absolutely. Look, the Taliban's, they're very smart. They are very well funded. They have their own industry right now. Look, Afghanistan enriched resources. So the Taliban's are already working with the Chinese on a deal. They are already working with the Iranians on a deal. They are already working with the Russians on a deal. There's a lot of resources in Afghanistan that the Taliban's are more than willing to basically be able to establish business with the Chinese, who are going to exploit the natural resources in Afghanistan for a price. The Taliban will have the money. All the Taliban care about is basically having enough money to commit terrorist attack, to brag about defeating the Americans, and they want to be able to have their Sharia state to export their Sharia ideology worldwide. The Chinese could care less about the Taliban. They're not worried about them. All they're worried about is they want to have access to the natural resources, and that's why they're working with them. So here we are. We were in Afghanistan for 20 years. We did not exploit any of the natural resources. We actually used our tax dollars, my tax dollars, your tax dollars, all our people sitting in the audience tax dollars, the people who are watching us on television tax dollars. We spent all this money in Afghanistan building bridges, building mosques, fixing up old beat up mosques, setting up universities with women's studies and gender studies at the university, because we wanted to make sure that they understand how important gay rights are. And we did not exploit any natural resources. We're stupid. The Chinese are smart. The Russians are smart. The Iranians are smart. But that's where we are as a country right now, under a democratic leadership, and that's where our enemies are.
Right.
Should Taiwan be concerned about how we handle Kabul?
Absolutely. Look, the Taiwanese already know that America's not going to come to save them. America's not going to stand with them. What is Biden going to do? He's going to launch a war against China if China goes into Taiwan and takes over Taiwan. Actually, the Chinese press and multiple publications and multiple newspapers are already telling Taiwan, don't wait for the Americans to come save you. So Taiwan knows what's coming. China knows exactly what they want to do. They know exactly what the end game is going to be. They know Biden is not going to do anything. And right now, really, the axis of evil worldwide are going to be able to do whatever they want to do unchecked, at least for the next 3 years or 3.5 years. And that's hoping, God willing, we're going to be able to have a leader back in the United States who puts America first,
right,
and our interests first ahead of our enemies.
Amen.
America first. Has to be.
I got
to
ask this question. Afghanistan, would that situation affect Israel? You love Israel as much as I do. So I want you, have you been thinking about that at all?
Absolutely. Look, the enemies of Israel, who are basically the enemies of Western civilization right now, we're facing the same enemy, Israel or the United States, except Israel lives in a very hostile part of the world. So, of course, it's going to affect Israel because the Middle East, the jihadists in the Middle East are very empowered right now. Look, Hamas was one of the first terrorist organizations to congratulate the Taliban on their victory. So, and obviously Hezbollah, who is on the northern border with Israel in Lebanon, they are a proxy army of Iran, funded by Iran. They also congratulated the Taliban. You know how Iran is working with the Taliban right now. So the enemies of Israel has just achieved victory with the Taliban taking over Afghanistan. They're going to have funding. They're going to have support. They're going to have support on every level, not just financially, but spiritually and in every way. And, you know, they say perception, 50% of the battle is perception. And right now the perception on the Islamic street is that the West and America are losing and the Islamists and the terrorist organizations are winning. And that's not good for any Western civilization.
We've been talking about the rise of anti-Semitism around the world in this program for many months, guys, yes. Haven't we?
Yes, yes we have.
And we've seen from reports, and I hope I'm sure you've seen the reports too that you receive. So, what are you seeing about from these kind of reports about what is going on with anti-Semitism, the growth of this thing? It's like the Holocaust. The Holocaust was over before we did anything about it. And now we have an anti-Semitism that wants to kill Jews again.
It's crazy. It's insanity. It makes me crazy. And I know, Brigitte, even in the church, we're seeing anti-Semitism. In the church, so to speak. We've been seeing it and hearing from reports. What do you think about it?
Well, we live in scary times. I mean, the level of anti-Semitism right now is rising worldwide, and it's driven by Islamists worldwide. And that's the scary part, because no matter what country, you're seeing now the Islamists tying the Palestinian cause to the Islamic movement. And that's what they are using to drive the spirit against the Jews worldwide, because they're using Palestine and the issue of the Palestinian conflict as the anchor and motivator and the talking points to attack Israel, to attack the Jewish community in any country in the world. But what's even more frustrating is the lefty Jews who are standing with the Islamists, who are standing with those who demonize Israel and attack people like you and me and our Christian friends who are standing up for Israel. I can tell you that the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, who are against people like you and me, who call people like us hate groups, are basically standing shoulder to shoulder with Islamic groups against us and against protecting America and protecting Israel, which is shameful.
Wow.
Well, our time's gone for today. We need more time, but we need to stay on the air.
Yes.
We need to broadcast more. We need to expand. We've got, you know, we can expand, can't we?
Yes.
I mean, we can grow and grow,
yes,
and grow,
yes,
with this network.
Sure.
And the great news is, our network's growing.
Yes, yeah, it is.
And it is time to get the news out now.
That's
why,
right,
there's yet time.
Yes.
We have the time to do it, mm-hmm, now. And their enemies are out there. But we've got to stand together.
Yes, we
and
do.
And we're putting out this SOS. We are about halfway to the victory.
Yeah.
And that's,
yeah,
a lot.
That's,
I,
right,
mean, you guys have helped us.
Yeah.
And we need... We can't live on 50% miracle.
That's,
we need,
right,
the 100%
Amen.
Miracle. And we can have it if we'll do it today. You know, the $1,000, the big super SOS, we have the miracle blanket that you've been sending
Miracles
out.
Happen blanket from Joan Hunter's,
yes,
ministry.
That's right. We've been sending this out. We also have in this offer, when you give that $1,000 donation to the ministry, we're going to send you Joan Hunter's new book, Just Don't Quit, along with the healing music that,
right,
goes along with it, and also your brand new book, You Can Make It, plus the blanket.
But more importantly, I just have to say, more importantly, that super SOS, we are in a day and age where we have to have a voice. Without a voice, if we are silenced, without a voice, how can we preach the gospel? How can we fulfill the word of God that he has called us to? And so I just urge you, you know, if you want to give that $1,000, that super SOS, many are giving it without gifts.
That's right.
And they're just giving. They're saying, Jim, I'm standing with you.
That's
but
it.
If we also want to bless you, we believe in blessing you
yes,
as well. And
we
so
do.
Either way, but I just believe that I know that there are believers all around the world watching this broadcasting, and the gospel will be preached. The Lord will allow his gospel to go forth, but we need your help, because in a day and an age where people like Brigitte, if you don't think the censorship, the deplatforming is happening
right.
all
yeah.
over. But this is a platform, the voice of the prophets, the PTL television network. We will continue to come into your home. We will do it until the Lord says, guess what? I'm coming back. But we are committed. But we need help.
Amen.
We can only do so much. We
That's
just
right.
need help. We need to stay on the air. This is critical.
Someone who really is touched today
yes.
and knows we have to act. I want you to join that
yes.
SOS club,
yes.
the Super SOS club with $1,000.
Right.
And
yes.
We just happened the
season.
Other day throw in Jones blanket
yes,
and all that
did.
Stuff. You know,
right.
Many
are
and,
if you
want
to, if you
but
don't.
So many
just,
people love it. And,
right.
And
yes.
So we just included it yes. again.
Yeah. And we're already receiving
and
testimonies. I think that's the beauty is God is sending
so
testimones
awesome.
Of healings that are happening.
Yes.
And everyone who has not yet ordered
yes.
my book, if you want to keep my voice on the air, to keep the show on the air.
Yes.
What can they get one book for?
Yes,
just one book.
One for a $30 donation that includes the shipping and handling. We also have the friends and family offer, which is three of the books, and that's for a donation of $75 to the ministry.
So everybody today who has not yet ordered my book, you can make it.
Yes.
Please, as you're offering today, if you could just even do the one book
yes,
offer.
$30 donation.
For $30. It's the hardback edition of our brand new book. That is so important. It has prophetic words that need to be heard. And everyone doing something is going to see the miracle take place. Together, we make it. And we're going to have a meeting up in heaven, by the way. So as soon as we all get there, we want to meet together.
But right now, we have a mission to do on this earth.
What yeah. God has us all
so
do.
And yes. we are so Amen. Grateful. Our time is up, honey. We are so
we are
grateful.
Gone.
Brigitte, we
yes.
are so grateful
Amen.
To have you. To know you, we love you, and I am asking every single viewer and every single person in this studio audience, I'm asking all of you to pray for Brigitte Gabriel and her ministry, Act
Amen.
For America. Cover them with the blood of Jesus, that no weapon formed against Brigitte or her family or her ministry shall prosper. In Jesus' name.
And remember, you can use credit cards.
That's right. Yes. Amen.
Because
thank
God
you,
has
Lord.
Given
That's
us favor again. And thank
yes.
God with that. We fight every day
yes.
to stay alive. And it there's a lot of technical warfare going on behind the scenes. And people, the warfare is there to stop Christian television. Don't let it happen.
Right.
Stand with us. Stand with what you believe in. Amen.
Amen.
We do have to go. We want to thank Brigitte Gabriel for
or
being
Brigitte,
with us.
However.
Brigitte, God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
We love you, Brigitte. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.